St. John's football coach Gary Fosching joins me now. This is our St. John's update brought to you by St. John's Preparatory School. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
All right, and St. John's football season ended last week with a loss on Saturday at UW-River Falls, 42-14. River Falls awfully good. Certainly a great year for you to go 10-2. Your thoughts, Gary?
Well, we knew we were going to be facing a really good football team in River Falls. The things we had heard throughout the year about them, obviously this is the best team they've had. They're led by a great quarterback who's probably going to win the Gagliardi Trophy as the Division III Player of the Year. Very good skilled people, big, strong, physical team. And, you know, we hung with them. We got off to a great start, got an interception right away and scored after that. And up 7-0, they came back and tied it up on their next drive. And then they scored in the second quarter. But it was 14-7 at halftime, and we felt pretty good at that point. We had missed a field goal right before half, and then we got the ball to start the second half. Unfortunately, we really couldn't get anything going, and they kind of took over from there. But, you know, I was really proud of the way our guys played. We never gave up, played hard, and that's all you can ask as a coach.
And it's certainly an exciting week for you this week as Blake Elliott, former Johnny player, went into the College Football Hall of Fame on Tuesday.
Yeah, that was a great thing, not only for all of St. John's, but certainly for our football program. And Blake's the best we've ever had here. I mean, the things that he did, I wasn't able to go out there because I was assuming we were just still going to be playing, so I didn't make arrangements to go out there. But I did watch it on TV, and I texted Blake when they gave his introductory kind of highlights, and they were incredible. And then right after him, they showed Michael Vick's, and I said the two best introductions as far as video was Michael Vick and Blake Elliott. They were incredible, the kind of plays those two people made. So, but we're really proud of him, and you know, he certainly is deserving to be in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's fantastic to have that honor for him. So St. John's basketball played St. Thomas last night in an exhibition game. Football's a completely different story between Division I and Division III. Do you see a scenario where St. John's would ever play St. Thomas again in football?
I'd love to see it, but I know in conversations we've had with them over the years since they've gone Division I, they feel it's important that they play a Division I schedule. You can't have exhibition games in football like you can in basketball. So I don't ever see it happening. I wish it would because I think it would be great for both programs, but I think at this point it's probably not going to happen.
Hey, Gary, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Congratulations on a great season and a great run in the NCAA tournament, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on during the year, and we'll keep it going, reload for next year.
Excellent. Very good. Happy holidays, Gary.
You too. Thank you.
It's Gary Fosching, head coach St. John's football, joining us for our St. John's update brought to you by St. John's Preparatory School.